Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They're at the top of the league in the least amount of explosives in the run game and the pass game. You know, we got to take care of the football. We got to block up their rushers. You know, it's not just Micah. You know, Rashawn is an elite pass rusher now. They got good guys inside. They have some younger guys rushing on the outside who can play as well. You got to be patient, and you can't turn the ball over, and we got to block it up front.
All right. Thank you for finding us today. Donnie still vacationing, celebrating his 30th birthday, partying with rich CEOs. Malzy back in the chair opposite me. Charles Borges thinking about Saints and Buccaneers Sunday afternoon down in the Superdome in New Orleans. We're obviously focused on what you just heard there. Aaron Rodgers sizing up his former team and the defense that's led by former Penn State star Micah Parsons that comes here Sunday night and wants to rain on the parade and spoil the party. I have a prediction for this game. I know this is what you guys have been waiting for, my thoughts. And I want you to tell me, Malzy, and maybe Charles, but again, it doesn't pertain to Baker Mayfield and Spencer Rattler and that marquee NFC South matchup.
Doesn't mean I don't care.
You care about Jack Hughes' potential return to the lineup and what it might mean for the Devils.
Jacob Markstrom's barking knee is what you care about.
He's been healthy all year. He's been hurt.
I want to know if you guys agree or disagree with this. Steelers fans want a fairy tale finish. They want another game where Aaron Rodgers turns back the clock, looks vintage Aaron Rodgers, has an emotional meeting at midfield with Jordan Love, maybe has a terse meeting at midfield with Matt LaFleur, because I don't think those guys are in love with each other, and then gives like a misty-eyed breakdown of his time in Green Bay at around 11:45 Sunday night after beating the Packers and keeping the Steelers firmly into first place. If this were a movie, that's probably how it would go. But it's real life. And Aaron Rodgers thought going to New York was going to be a great chapter for him. And five plays into that, he tore his Achilles tendon, and the Jets ended up being the Jets. I think he's going to play his worst game of his Steelers career Sunday night. And I don't think it's a nerves or butterflies thing. I think it's just a bad matchup, man. And I don't mean it from even like an emotional standpoint where it's going to throw him off his game. I just don't like this matchup. And I still, Chris, six games into what has been an excellent Steelers career to this point, there's one thing from last year with the Jets, with Rodgers, that hasn't changed. He has radical splits. He plays great against mediocre or bad teams, and he doesn't play well against good teams. And I think the Packers are definitely in the good team category. Seattle and New England are the two teams the Steelers have played with winning records. Three touchdowns, three interceptions for Rodgers in those two games. That means against everybody else, it's 11 touchdowns and two picks. It's the same thing last year with the Jets. Against teams that didn't make the playoffs, he had 19 touchdowns and three interceptions. You want to take a gander to what his numbers were against playoff teams, including that horrible game he played here Sunday night?
19-3 against bad teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have to be what?
Like, 9 touchdowns and 8 picks against everybody else.
I thought I was going to guess almost 500.
1-5 against playoff teams.
So I will say one thing. The Seahawks game featured two picks, one of which is a Calvin Austin's fault situation.
Yep.
The other is a YOLO, we're losing by a lot, I've got to just chuck one here. And then the Patriots game does feature, I think, the worst pass I've seen him throw as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
But did you think he played well in that Seattle game?
No, I thought he played, like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I would give it, it's probably like a square C.
And how did you think he played against New England?
Well, I think he gave him an A for the first quarter, a D minus for the rest.
And then until, a great, like, drive at the end.
And then, like, an A drive at the end.
So yeah.
It's like a weird grading system there. But you know I put more of that game on Tomlin. Is it more about Rodgers himself, or is it more about the fact that the Packers can throw Micah Parsons at him, Van Ness, these other guys who, you know, Gary, who've been energized by Parsons' acquisition? Like, is it more on the man himself or the supporting cast when you say something like that? That kind of is the first thought I have.
Well, I think, tell me if this answers, like, the question. Let me say this and then tell me if it helps out what you're asking. I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to run the ball at all against Green Bay. They're second in rushing yards allowed per game, 76. They're giving up only 3.5 yards per carry. I don't think the Spencer Anderson, Darnell Washington thing is going to untap their run game against a front that's all first-round picks.
They are the best in the league at inhibiting explosive rushes.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay, and the Steelers' offense has, I think, performed better with this all-in approach to running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that doesn't work, then what do you do? They've got a horrible second corner, this Hobbs, who they got from the, not Calvin and Hobbs.
Great comic strip.
It was.
Big fan.
His passer rating against is like 130. But I would assume.
Is that like the ghost of Ellis Hobbs back there?
I would assume he would get the receiver that's not DK Metcalf. So am I counting on Calvin Austin to come back from injury and be the catalyst to the Steelers winning this game? That would be the guy I would want to target. But I don't think I can trust him right now. Tight ends have been good against Green Bay, so. But this is a 4-3 defense, so that means Pat Freiermuth can't play, Chris. Yeah.
Well, they've got to get Pat off the field. They can't ask him to block those big ends.
I don't feel good about him at all. I think he's going to have a pedestrian game where his passing yards are like 200 yards.
That's going to take away the Steelers' options.
Yes, in a good defense, in an offense that I think is going to score points in this game, too, and they're going to have to chase the game. I think it's going to be a sad, sad evening for Aaron Rodgers. 412-928-9370. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I'm giving away a little bit of what I think is, I guess, going to happen in this game when I say this, but...
You save it for Friday, 2 o'clock here. Give it away.
I mean, I don't
think...
Just
like the Red Hot Chili Peppers said.
I don't
give it away, give it away, give it away now.
That was my number one karaoke song for a long time. Probably still is, because you don't have to be able to sing. You just have to remember a lot
of words. Did you do it at our Christmas karaoke event at Mike's?
I think I did the first time. I think I got back up there. They were begging for an encore after we...
After
the three of us went up there and did Wang Chung, then they said, well, we want to hear the solo members of the group all do their thing, too. And so I think I did.
Didn't you do Limp Bizkit last year?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So, very proud of that one. I think people really were giving me some sympathy claps there.
I think you don't want to say what you're thinking, which is Aaron Rodgers is going to play bad. They're going to lose.
I just think they're going to lose, and I think he's going to play a pretty mediocre game because I do think they're going against a better opponent, and I'm a little bit I'm heartened by the way the offense played against the Bengals, but I'm inhibiting any praise I want to give them because the Bengals defense didn't have Hendrickson and is overall very bad, and you should be able to move the ball and score almost at will on them. This is a different animal altogether. The only things that I'm trying to keep in my back pocket here are these. The Arizona Cardinals absolutely moved the ball on them. Jacoby Brissett was the better quarterback in that game last week. He went 25 of 36, 279, two touchdowns, no picks. He got sacked a bunch.
Yep.
But he was able to kind of use whatever he had legs-wise to kind of keep out of trouble. He did fumble a ball. But they were shockingly effective by what like standard you might have applied to them minus Kyler Murray. They outgained the Packers by 70 yards in that game.
Yeah.
And there is a little element to me that's whispering in the back of my mind saying, well, if Jacoby Brissett can do it, why can't Aaron Rodgers do it?
But Jacoby Brissett has Trey McBride, who is, now that Bowers is out, probably the best tight end in the NFL. And he has Marvin Harrison Jr., who doesn't have big numbers yet, but is still a really good wide receiver. There's two guys to lean on in the pass game. You've got DK Metcalf here. Who's number two?
Shouldn't the amalgamation of all those
the
tight
aggregate?
Ends? Yes. Can't you recreate Trey McBride in the aggregate with three different guys? I mean, isn't that sort of what the Steelers have said they want to try to do? The other thing is, too, I was looking, there's a guy named Sam Hoppen who's on Twitter who does just like some color-coded charts and defensive values.
Yeah.
Rush success rate given up by the Packers the last 4 weeks, they still don't let anybody get explosive rush plays on them, but teams have been successfully getting like the 4 yards. I'm not going to go into the weeds on that definition. You know what it is. The last 4 weeks, they're second worst in the league in rush success rate allowed. Not giving up big gains, but giving up gains. Like little positive plays to opposing teams. The thing is, teams just aren't trying to run the ball on them that much. That's the overall point.
Because they've got a really good front.
Yeah, teams are still just like saying, you're not as good at this as you were to start the year. But we're still not going to bother trying. The thing that I want to see is this. Are the Steelers, because like they resemble in a way the Browns defense insofar as there's a ton of talent up front. There's a huge pass rusher coming off the edge that you've got to deal with, right?
Yep.
And Parsons is similar to Garrett in that they'll move him around and he can do everything. He's really good.
Yeah.
Are the Steelers going to be as hyper committed to trying to run the ball and imposing their will physically as they were in that Browns game with this as the other element? You ain't playing against Dillon Gabriel in a complete pop gun offense there. You're playing against a quarterback who, while he throws the occasional YOLO ball, still can hurt you, has a ton of good receivers, and has Josh Jacobs. Like, I wonder if the Steelers will be as patient and as willing to try to just kick field goals in this game as they were against Cleveland. That is something I'm wondering about.
Yeah, the Steelers had 9 points at halftime of that game.
Right.
They're going to lose.
They're going to be losing the game and they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to win. I don't think he's going to have like this atrocious, like, oh my God, what a nightmare performance. I just think it's going to look a lot like games against good teams this year.
I don't
think
he's going to play a good game. And I want to know if people agree or disagree with me on that at 412-928-9370. How do you argue against the numbers? For 2 years now, Aaron Rodgers has not been a good quarterback against good teams. Well, he was with the Jets last year. All right, well, how do you explain the numbers against Seattle and New England? It's 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. The Vikings aren't good. I think we learned that again last night. It's not a good football team. I was wrong. I thought Brian Flores was a miracle worker. I was wrong. We know the Browns stink. We know the Bengals and Jets blow, especially the Jets. Great. When they run into those teams, Aaron Rodgers can have a field day. It's a legit defense. That was top 10 last year in points allowed, and they added Micah Parsons, who, guess what? I got to concede this one, too. Right now, he's better than TJ Watt. So how does anybody go into this game with confidence? 412-928-9370. That's all I'm asking. I'm guessing from the Church Mouse response here that everybody agrees with me, that the Steelers are going to get their fannies kicked in this game, and that Aaron Rodgers is going to look like an old man. Here's Noah on the fan. Hello, Noah.
Gentlemen, happy Friday. How are we doing?
Yes, absolutely.
Hi.
Noah, this is a nightmare matchup. Just tell the people what the truth is here. It is a horrible matchup for the Steelers.
Okay, sure. I agree with how Vegas has this game currently. However, you were saying earlier that the movie situation is that, you know, Rodgers goes out there, throws a great game, and tells a sob story at 11:45.
Yep.
But that's not, I mean, yeah, that's not reality. But what is that Aaron Rodgers' career is a movie, okay? And listen, if you think that we're going to get throttled.
What's the movie, by the way? If his career is a movie, what exactly, what movie does it resemble here?
That's a great question.
Are we talking like Deuce Bigelow?
Happy Gilmore 2. You've seen,
so you're saying the first half of this game is actually going to be surprisingly
Happy
good.
Happy Gilmore's
and then it's
wife got married, got killed at the beginning of that movie, and Aaron Rodgers just got married. What are you speaking
okay,
into existence
listen,
right
I
now?
I didn't mean pinpointed like word for word here. All right, listen, I'm not worried about Mr. Rodgers. I haven't had to be all year. The one thing that I am worried about in this game is our defense, because I mean, yes, the statistics look very good for the Packers, but I've also watched the Browns put up crazy amount of yards in that second half that they played. They almost came back and beat them.
I got to let you go here because we're up against it clockwise. The Browns won the game because the Packers gagged it away with 2 minutes left. Period. End of story. That's what happened in that game.
Jordan Love on third down, sorry, threw a YOLO ball.
That's what happened. And that's why they lost. And Jordan Love's thrown only 2 interceptions this year. They were both yakkers.
And to the credit of the Browns defense, by the way, they played a phenomenal game to keep it close.
I got
to
be fair, though. I'm the honest broker. If I'm going to get on Jordan Love for 2 bad interceptions, that's all he's thrown. Aaron Rodgers threw a ball right to Robert Spillane, and he threw an interception in the Cincinnati game, which was his only probably bad decision.
That was an
arm
punt.
But the timing of it was horrible, and it was on first down.
It was a first down arm punt.
It was a momentum swing play.
To Noah's point, though, that same chart I was referencing that just basically highlights in green, is this team doing this well? The Green Bay offense just lights up green the whole year. By and large, they have been a very efficient and very good offense.
The Steelers are playing a good team on Sunday night, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't been good against good teams. Tell me I'm wrong and that Aaron Rodgers is going to light them up and the Steelers are going to win. Do you have the balls to do that? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. We'll play fair game with Faribault.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a little bit, but first a Charlie headline.
Michael Parsons, can't say enough about him and his talents. You saw just the other day what he's capable of doing, and I think that's really indicative of the impact that a guy like him has. You better stay out of one-dimensional circumstances. You better stay on schedule. And in doing so, man, you really limit situations where he has an opportunity to take over.
Pony Pierce's cancer proceeds benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation on Wednesday. Tickets are on sale now. 937thefan.com, McGee's website. I posted that link on my Twitter. I have no idea how the sales are going. I hope they're good because I want people to help the fight against breast cancer. I have no earthly idea how interested human beings are to watch a man get his nipples pierced in person. I mean, the circus has been around for a while, traveling freak shows. So I do think there's an appetite for weird and kinky stuff, so maybe there will be a packed house for this at Mike's Beer Bar from 6 to 8. Tickets are $33. All the money goes to fight cancer. You get appetizers and a commemorative t-shirt. Gilded Violet will pierce me. That's Kate from Gilded Violet. She will use a needle. There will be no numbing agent. The piercing will take place at 7:30. There will be cash raffles, and all proceeds will go to charity. Pony Pierce's Cancer brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, South Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Cheerleaders.
I just want to.
This was hatched last Friday, by the way, and it is coming to fruition.
I just want to throw shade at Elon Musk for a second, and I'll explain how this is somehow related. You tweeted out the link. You can purchase tickets. I retweeted it just now, and you wrote smartly, link is below, because they hide tweets there. Now, that have links to external sites.
You get shadow banned.
You get shadow banned. So I'm retweeting both of them. You have largely broken his algorithm. But I just think it sucks that you can't even send something out to any external link because he's just obsessed with people staying on Twitter.
Micah Parsons played at Penn State, obviously.
Yes, he did.
This all ties into this nipple piercing bet because this was brought to my attention today, actually. There was a nice write-up done by Noah Hiles in the Post-Gazette about me and my decade and a half in Pittsburgh, and it really ran the gamut. He talked to me for several hours and came in studio and came to my gym and came to my house and rode back and forth from the station with me and came multiple times to talk to me and talk to you and talk to Donnie and talk to a lot of other people in my life. So I give him immense credit for doing copious work on me as a subject, which I thought was pretty bonkers. You have the Steelers playing the Packers this week. He's now an enterprising columnist and he chooses to talk to me. He said to me, and I was shocked by this, that it was the most read article on the Post-Gazette's website today, and that includes everything. So more people are reading about me than the Penguins win over the Panthers last night and the Steelers game against the Packers. I find that bizarre. But anyways, so he included in this story a lot of the dumb stuff I've said.
He may or may not have sent a text to me and a few others asking for your, quote, greatest hits on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I may or may not have, within 90 seconds of that text, had a rip-roaring series, just like, you know how somebody just keeps texting you over and over and you can't even catch up? I had tweets coming out of the woodwork within 90 seconds. I think I was 12 yeah. deep.
I mean, if he's going to do a piece on me, he should include stuff like that. I didn't want it to be just a kiss-ass session. So anyways, he sends all these tweets out and I get a text from someone who says, hey, he forgot one. And this, I think, I sent this tweet now that I remember it. I broke one of my rules when I sent this one. And one of my rules is don't tweet when you're drunk. I don't know if you guys also
I'm pretty good at that. The rare times I get drunk and decide I have something to say, I usually have like the little, the angel on my shoulder or whatever. Go, hey, remember, you've had six beers or whatever.
Don't tweet drunk, Charlie.
No, no, no. The angel just says, be very careful about what you are writing here.
I want you to remember that, Charlie. Do not do that.
What is this? Like the line from The Waterboy where Lawrence Taylor pops on screen and goes, and that brings me to my next point, kids.
Don't smoke crack.
Thank you. So what is this?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy.
I had a few drinks, and I said this on New Year's Eve, and I didn't even remember this because
2024?
I was probably drunk. Yeah, December 31st, 2024.
Okay.
I'll get a Brazilian butt lift in 2025 if Boise State beats Penn State. It's not happening. Thank you, James Franklin, and thank you, Penn State. That was one of the few times in your coaching career.
Aren't those dangerous?
You got the job done in a big game.
Aren't those dangerous?
Because looking,
depends on where you get it.
Looking back on that one,
what
if Penn State had lost, I think that would have been a million times worse.
Would you have gone
than getting
through
my
with
nipples
it,
pierced? Yes.
A Brazilian butt lift costs like $10,000 plus.
I'm sure we would have been able to find somebody and then tie that into charity too. You know, get prostate exams, things of that nature. Here's a Brazilian butt lift.
A Brazilian butt lift is a cosmetic procedure that uses your own fat
BBL.
To enhance the shape and size of your buttocks.
Yeah.
And they can last for many years.
Because that's one that also would have been hard to reverse. You know, I'm going to get my nipples pierced Wednesday.
I don't think you can reverse it.
Kate
I think
told
you just,
me,
have a, just have a big, big fat
Kate
ass.
Kate told me I could take it out immediately.
You just walk around here with a bubble butt? Just no, the idea of you walking in with much larger pants to accommodate your big fat ass is way beyond the pale for me.
I'm just picturing you like just sitting a couple inches higher on your seat and us having to adjust
just,
the camera to fit you in the frame.
Yeah, I'm just
a big
I'm
ass.
Imagining him walking down the hall and it looks like he stuffed like paper towels down the back of his pants
right.
or something. Like just it, well, like Pony gets his butt cheeks augmented so much, Charlie, that he goes, look, guys, look what I can do. I can like, put a glass of water on here
that
like
was,
a tabletop.
That was one I sent out and I thought there was no way Penn State was going to lose. And
I think there was
sober.
A better chance going into that game that Penn State would have a shock loss than there was going into the Bengals game. And I thought the Bengals game would be close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. you really do need to lay off. I'm hoping that among other things, besides raising a lot of money for cancer research and everything else,
yep.
and for McGee, I'm hoping that one of the lessons learned here, one of the good things that comes out of this, is that you don't keep making these physical bets. And
why
yet
do
after,
I keep
and yet
doing
after
these things?
I read Noah's piece about you, I feel like I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
We're friends. The portrait that emerged that Noah did a great job of bringing out is, no, I'm going to keep doing this stuff. That's just who I am. You can take Pony out of Utica, but you can't take the Utica out of Pony. I don't know.
You can't stop me. You can only hope to contain me. I think is really
truly,
what the moral is.
I mean, truly. Pony would have walked into the studio looking like Nicki Minaj.
Are you now thinking back on the, like, would you have rather had Boise State beat Penn State than
yeah, I mean, in terms
Bengals
of what,
over Steelers?
In terms of what would have made me happier?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boise.
But what would you have laughed at more?
The butt lift or the nipples?
Yeah.
The butt lift is 10 times funnier. It's just also like, it's like a real surgery. You'd have been down for the count for a little bit.
Imagine like Craig having to walk into SPAC's office and explain
Pony's
that
gonna
one.
Pony's going to be out for
hey,
a week.
Pony's going to miss a couple shows here.
He's going to be out
for can we put this on the company
week.
Credit card?
Yeah. I have some bad news and some good news. Pony's going to be out for a week. What's the good news? Great content. He's getting a Brazilian butt lift because Ashton Genty ran for 260 and four touchdowns.
Ben Tenuta will be there to record everything.
Yeah, they got Tenuta scrubbed in. He's like, operating rooms are tough. People forget that.
Pony's ass goes crazy.
All right, follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Time to play a game of Fair Game with Faribault next. Great Steelers insider Nick Faribault. How about this for starters? Is Zach Frazier
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to play against Green Bay. We'll ask him that first. A headline. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusting HVAC and plumbing provider for over 50 years. Football talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you can start Sunday on Paramount Plus and KDK with the Bears and Ravens. Baltimore, a massive favorite in that game because it looks like they're getting everybody back for that matchup. And don't let them get hot. And Steelers, please, somehow don't collapse again with a murderer's row schedule coming up of offenses and quarterbacks with the Packers, Colts, and then at the Chargers after watching their offense last night.
Pony, would you like, before we get to Fair Game with Nick Faribault, to know what our friend Caleb said had to say about your Brazilian butt lift near miss?
Yeah.
He just said, I don't think morally it's right for me to Photoshop Pony with a Kyle Lowry-sized wagon. That was how he put it. So he would have come up with a Photoshop of you with a gigantic bubble butt a la Mike Mayock, but he did not feel morally or ethically that that was the right thing to put out into the world.
I think Javon Hargrave might have had the biggest ass of any Steeler I've ever seen.
Didn't you say Kent Graham
had
the biggest ass?
Kent Graham had a huge ass. Guy Wimper, who was a backup offensive lineman for the Steelers, too.
His name is also, I think, a full sentence, just like Christian Ponder.
Look up his rear end.
I don't think I need to. I mean, I'll take your word for it.
That guy was the J-Lo of the NFL.
The J-Lo of the NFL.
Yep. Nick Faribault joins us right now for Fair Game with Faribault. The way this game works is We ask Nick if something's fair game, and he tells us if it's not for Sunday's matchup with the Packers. Nick, is it fair game that Zach Frazier will play versus Green Bay?
I think that's very fair game. He was out here in practice today. I think he looks pretty good. The calf's definitely sore, but I think he's going to be good to go. And I actually think he'll be pretty close to 100%. So I think he'll look just like Zach Frazier does just about every week.
All right, Nick. It is now two games in a row. Aaron Rodgers has not been sacked. Fair game to say that that streak stretches to three.
I don't think so. I do think that this Packers front with Parsons, Gary, Devontae Wyatt might be coming back. It's probably a little too good. I don't think they're going to utterly dominate, though. And I think that's really what the Steelers need to do. You know, if Rodgers gets sacked one or two times, it's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. You just can't have him sacked five, six times. I think Parsons or Gary gets home once, but I don't think they're going to thoroughly dominate the front. And I think that will be enough for the Steelers to at least stay afloat.
Aaron Rodgers versus teams under 500 this year, Nick, 11 touchdowns, two picks. Against teams with winning records, Seattle and New England, three touchdowns, three interceptions. Is it fair to say that Aaron Rodgers will play one of his worst games in a Steelers uniform Sunday night?
I don't think so. I think they match up really well, actually, against this Packers defense.
Wow! How about that against a defense that doesn't let you run the ball to save your life? How about that?
Right. The issues with the Packers defense is they struggle with tight ends. Obviously, the Steelers have three of them. And they struggle with quick game, and the Steelers do that really well, too.
But Pat's not allowed to play because it's a 4-3 defense. Nick, did you factor that into your thinking there?
No, I didn't. You know, I should have. You know, Freiermuth can't be split out wide and try and block a safety, apparently, in these games. The other thing is, you know, I just think the Steelers, in general, are kind of the team that can maybe test this run defense a little more. You know, the Packers haven't really faced a lot of running because they've gotten out in front of a lot of teams, and so these teams have been playing behind and thus are throwing the football a little more. They're still a very good run defense, but I do wonder if the Steelers, who are just kind of really humming on offense and especially on the ground, can maybe test one or two things. I think since week four, I think the Steelers have the most explosive runs in football, and that's without playing one game. So they are a team that can get after you. So I think the Steelers offense actually matches up maybe a little better, and so I think Rodgers is going to have a pretty good game.
Nick, fair game to say that the Steelers, five interceptions as a team on the year, will be able to get a pick out of Jordan Love, who's only got two, but as Pony and I pointed out, when he throws them, they tend to be absolute yakkers.
Yeah, I do think they're going to get a pick in this game. Love has also had some real luck on that side this year. He's had a few near picks dropped. There's going to be some regression on that. And Love gives you one or two per game, and if you take advantage of them, they can be game-changing plays. And I think the Steelers, you know, 2 weeks without a turnover, they dropped like five or six of them, Wondell and Gabriel.
Yep.
I think this week they end up snatching one. Whether it is, you know, a pick, a tip, whatever it is, I think they end up getting one.
Nick, the Packers' offense has been incredibly consistent, one of the highest-scoring offenses in the NFL. Fair game to say they'll score more than 24 points in this game.
I think that's pretty fair to say. I really do. I think you look at that offense, and not that the Steelers match up well right now against anybody necessarily, but they certainly don't match up well in this game. You look at Love and the kind of array of targets he has. They're really good at quick game. The Steelers are one of the worst quick game defenses in the league. The Steelers have struggled to defend the run. Despite the kind of Packers not getting the run game going, I think they have to be fearful of Josh Jacobs. If the Bengals can run on you, anyone can run on you, to be quite honest with you. So I think the Steelers have to be fearful of this. I will say this. If the Steelers do not stop Josh Jacobs, they have no shot of stopping this Packers.
Fair game to say the Steelers will stop Josh Jacobs Sunday night.
I don't think so. And that's why I'm saying over 24. I don't see it happening. I think they're going to get good gaps. I think they're going to be able to run the ball pretty well on the Steelers defense. And I think they're going to be able to move the ball. You know, I think the Steelers might get one or two turnovers. It's going to be, I think, very similar to maybe the Patriots game. And I know that was 14 points, but I think it's going to be higher scoring. And I think, you know, the Steelers are going to kind of live or die by the turnover in this one. So we'll see if they can do that. But I think the Packers are going to move the ball pretty well.
Nick, fair game to say that Tucker Kraft is the most threatening pass catcher on this Packers roster, at least for the Steelers.
I think that's pretty fair game. I would be pretty worried about Romeo Dubs as well. He's just been kind of their middle of the field guy, and the Steelers have really stunk defending the middle of the field. And Kraft has kind of been a decoy at times. So those two, but Kraft has certainly, I think, been their most productive. But even beyond that, I mean, Matthew Golden's starting to emerge as the real first-round receiver you think he is. Christian Watson's probably going to be back, so he'll be their deep threat. Mm. I mean, they have a lot of options. But I do think Kraft is the A1 threat, but I'd be remiss to not mention the rest of those names because I think they have a really good array of talent, and that's without Jaden Reed and probably without Dontayvion Wicks, too.
Fair game to think that, for once, the Steelers' defensive coaches won't take stupid pills and remember to keep Nick Herbig in the game against Green Bay.
I actually think that is one thing that will happen. I do think Herbig's going to play a good deal this week, and I think that's going to be something that the Steelers are going to make a focus, because you can't play him 29 of 72 or 76 snaps, whatever it was, just an absurd kind of snap count. It's one of the weirdest coaching decisions, easy coaching decisions I can remember in recent memory. I think they will naturally fix that. So,
Nick, I still can't get over Austin saying yesterday that they had to keep Highsmith in because they thought that Cincinnati still might run the ball with 2 minutes left. That was insane.
I mean, they played that like the run. Chuck Clark and Cole Holcomb were in too, so they clearly like played it like they were going to run.
They had to go 40 yards in 2 minutes.
I don't understand it, Pony. I don't. And
That's because you're a sane person whose brain was functioning during and after the game, Nick. That is the reason it makes no sense.
They let those Chase Brown second quarter runs completely like cause them to lose their minds in that game, Nick.
They did. And here's the thing, you know, I kind of have had people talk to me about their defense, and it's like it's all or nothing. And I think that's very fair. But the run game is almost completely correlated. If they allow a team to run on them, they get punked. Like, they really do get punked defensively. And it's because they change the way they call the game. They take guys like Nick Herbig off the football field, and they just tailor it to stopping the run and then just get shredded through the air. And so, yeah, I mean, two runs dictating exactly how you played the game. The Steelers played a lot of split safety, two high looks. They then went and played a lot more man-to-man, played a lot more cover one, cover three, things like that. Like, they changed their entire gameplay mid-game. You can watch it on the film, and it's kind of crazy to me, to be quite honest with you.
Nick, I got one more for you. Fair game to say that the Packers will decide to try to target and exploit, among all other people in the secondary, Darius Slay.
I think they will, but I'll tell you who I actually think they're going to test the most, and that's going to be Chuck Clark and the two linebackers, because that, I think, has been really the actual kind of quick game stuff. That's where they're going. Darius Slay, you know, they can throw the ball down the field if they want to. I think that's going to be something that they look to, because this Packers offense likes to throw the ball down.
He looks like he's 100 years old, and I hate to say that about a guy who I was hoping was going to turn back the clock for one more year, but he looks every bit his age, Nick.
He did last year, too. He was just in the perfect scheme fit, and it was a quarter scheme. He didn't have to run a lot. Like, he could just play zone, use his eyes, and use his smarts.
Nick, why not play Porter and Ramsey outside and have Nichols play the slot? Why not do that?
Eccles,
yeah, my bad.
Honestly, Pony, I think if you actually played Eccles outside and played Ramsey in the slot
there
with
go.
Porter, that's their best way to do it. I mean, Eccles needs to play more.
All right, fair game to say that Joey Porter – I'll use this one in the terms of an over-under. Fair game to say that Joey Porter will go over 1.5 penalties called against him in this game.
I think he'll go under. I do.
So do I, actually.
And I actually just don't think this is a matchup where he's going to get calls for a lot of penalties unless he's on Watson. And even if he's on Watson, bigger receivers like that typically don't make him struggle. It's usually the physical big guys. Watson's just kind of a speed guy and tries to run right by you. Meanwhile, Higgins tries to, like, bully you. I think of guys like Cortland Sutton, even DK in the past when they faced off. You know, those are the guys that kind of get Porter sleeping and called for penalties. It's not really guys like Christian Watson or Golden or Dubs or whoever he's going to face. So I think he'll be pretty clean this week, actually.
All right, fair game to say the Steelers will beat the Packers and Aaron Rodgers will have a happy ending on Sunday night.
Guys, I'm going to make – I feel like no one's doing this right now. No one's picking this. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win on Sunday. I do.
Wow.
I truly do. I think they are going to have a rough defensive game, and I think the Steelers are going to have what is going to be maybe one or two opportunistic turnovers and maybe a big special teams play, because that's the other thing. This Packers punt return has been a little leaky. I'm just saying. And Calvin Austin's back this week, or Keyshawn Williams, but they've both been really good on punt return. And I think the Steelers, this is a kind of game that Mike Tomlin typically kind of wins. You know, prime time, coming off a loss, the big game for Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's kind of the type of game Mike Tomlin wins. Everyone's doubting them. I don't think that the defense is going to be great, but I think they're going to get one or two turnovers. It's going to flip the game, and the offense is going to be able to move the ball well. There's a real matchup and exploitable weakness that the Packers have that the Steelers offense is really good at. And so I think they win by, you know, 3 points somewhere around there. Not by much, but I'm picking the Steelers to win this.
That would be the most Mike Tomlin on-brand thing ever. Get shredded by everyone after you lose to a team you have no business losing to, play a team most people think is going to beat you, and deliver like a random command performance. And then, Nick, I'm going to have to hear from every national. Mike Greenberg might come on the air on ESPN the following day in the throes of ecstasy to talk about how badly he wishes Tomlin coached the Jets.
100%. This is the most Mike Tomlin win I've seen in a while. I'm going to be real with you guys.
All right. Nick Faribault, fair game. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
My understanding is that the one thing that really, if we want to continue to make Mr. Rooney upset, he does not like the Tomlin game comment. It gets under that owner's skin so much.
You want me to start calling it a Rooney game then? Because he employs
Tomlin
Mike
games.
Who loses them?
He does not like hearing that.
Perfect. I'll call it a Rooney game from now on.
He hates Tomlin game mentions.
You call it Tomlin game, I'll call it a Rooney game, and we'll meet in the middle.
He does not like that. Woo! You want to talk about getting Art from taking his volume from a 3 to a 4.5, man. He really gets ticked off. He really gets red in the face when he starts to look at his stock numbers when he hears that Tomlin game mention.
I was going to think of, like, what is a random legal term, like, thing he could do? Is he going to file an affidavit? He's going to get so mad. He's going to...
Man, when he looks at his IRA, when he hears about...
His IRA? His IRA?
You don't think he has an IRA?
What? Are you talking about an IRA?
Yeah.
Who calls it an IRA?
I don't know. I don't know this stuff.
I don't know. Get the hell out of here.
50-minute mark on the fan.
I got my Roth IRA.
Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township.
And here's my Roth IRA. It's a T-top.
Yep.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.